Are you at a crossroad? You know that crucial point where a major decision affecting the trajectory of your life must be made. If that's you or someone close to you, stick around as we start this two-part series on the truth about crossroads.
Are you concerned about your future, the state of the world, and how to best navigate the options or lack thereof that life's throwing your way? Well, welcome to Victory in Mind, the podcast that focuses on practical strategies and solutions in living out our creative potential. Together, our tribe will motivate, activate, educate, engage, challenge, and inspire us all towards our creative potential. You have a future. You have a hope. So don't give up.
Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of Victory in Mind podcast, your guide to living each day with purpose. I'm your host, Rosheka Wamba. On today's podcast, we'll be highlighting this important issue of crossroads that we all face at some point in our lives. Right now, some of us are smack dab in the middle of a crossroad. Others, in the past 1 to 2 years, have made decisions one way or another based on the crossroads they're facing, or have faced. And yet there's still others who, no doubt, at some point in the near future, will be in a similar situation. Our goal today is to start by recognizing what crossroads might actually look like in our lives. You know, to be able to tame the beast, we first have to be able to identify it and know what it's all about. You know, you sit in the driver's seat, right? Decisions, decisions, decisions. So here is today's all-important question to you. Do you recognize if and when you might be at a crossroad? Think about these scenarios. Maybe one of them applies to you. For example, if you find yourself facing a point in your life where what you've been working towards for 1 year, 2, 5 years, and beyond, you find yourself at a place where you are in a season of reevaluation, whether it's in reevaluating your commitment, consideration of other pursuits, what the next level looks like for you. Your mission, your goals. Is what you're pursuing worth it? Should you continue along the same path? Should you veer to something different? My friend, if any of these or similar thoughts have flitted across your mind or taken root, you are at a crossroad. Or perhaps you find yourself at the point of making a choice, whether it's in moving to a new apartment, a new city, or taking one job over another. Each option, each choice to be made carries endless, divergent, plausible possibilities. Do you choose option A or option B? Or might there be an option C? You hesitate, wondering whether the choice you're about to make is the right one. Now, don't forget, matters of the heart cannot be left behind. You are in love, and yet you're practical. Or reality is kind of staring at you in the face. You want to get married and start a family, yet you look at the fact that you have limited resources, or you want to finish school, establish yourself in the marketplace, etc. Should you immediately get married or wait? I mean, others have been successful marrying with little and working it out. Others have not. Others have been successful in delaying getting married. Others have not. So you wonder and wonder and wonder some more. Should I wait or should I go ahead? My friend, if any of these or similar thoughts have flitted, galloped across your mind, you are at a crossroad. Or perhaps you are at that point where you already know that you're at a crossroad. You just want to take a step back and take time, whether it's that vacation you know you need to take that would totally help clear your mind to make these decisions that are so important for the next couple of years. Yet, you might not have the resources to do this, and the pressure is on. With today's COVID-impacted job market, depending on your country, your training, job availability, and such, you're not sure whether taking that needed break is the best idea within the context of the environment you and I are currently in, or your responsibilities don't allow you to take that break. You're in a dilemma. You're like, do I continue what I'm doing without that much needed break to make those decisions? Knowing that you might not be 100% focused on the things you need to be focused on to be able to face the crossroads head on. Or you already know that your stress and anxiety levels have increased and they're trying to crowd out your thoughts and limit the accuracy of your decision making. Do you stay and tough it out and wait a bit longer? Or do you take the risk and take that much needed break from your daily stresses to be able to make these important decisions with as few external pressures on you as possible? My friend, if any of these or similar thoughts have taken a hold of your mind, you are at a crossroad. And there are those tougher than tough crossroads. Man, they're around us wherever we look. Whether it's that parent or spouse or friend dealing with a substance abuse issue of a loved one, and you are at that point where you recognize you are one step away from being an enabler versus that loved one refusing the help you are trying to provide, the interventions you have set up, versus you taking a huge step back and letting them be. Do you step back and watch them destroy their lives as your heart bleeds alongside them? Do you try one more intervention? And if you're already operating with limited resources, what really are the options available to you and those you're trying to help? This is a crossroad. And perhaps you are that loved one who's being offered the help. Do you receive it or otherwise? My friend, you are at a crossroad. Consider hope. Consider help. Make a decision. No doubt each one of us could come up with examples of situations we have faced, are facing, and we can only imagine what kind of situations we will face in the future with those important decisions that we need to make when we are at a crossroad. I can't tell you which path to choose, nor can anybody else. How you were created, how you process information, make decisions, where your intellect and emotions collide on that bed of the history of experiences that make up your entire life, these and so many other intangibles influence what choices we eventually make. It really helps you and I to recognize crossroads in our lives so that we can pull resources from within and without in helping us make the best available choice with the options presented before us as we navigate life and all the crossroads it brings with it. In part two of this series, as we recognize the crossroads in our lives, what are some considerations we can make towards successfully navigating these crossroads as we live with victory in mind? Guys, that wraps it up for today's episode. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to spend with me today. Thank you for listening to Victory in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Rasheke Wamba. Be sure to take a minute to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode to get your own personal motivation, activation, encouragement, and inspiration as you live and walk with victory in mind. You can subscribe and find out so much more information at our website, www.tatasheke.com. That's www.tatasheke.com. And while you're there, if you love today's episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. I would really appreciate this, because as you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we can become discoverable to more listeners. Come, join the tribe. Remember, you have a hope. You have a future.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Victory in Mind. You can find this and other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, or a host of other platforms. Or you can listen anytime at victoryinmind.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, as your ratings and reviews really help make the show discoverable to other listeners. so they too can receive the same motivation and encouragement towards living out their creative potential. So be encouraged. You have a future. You have a hope. Until next time, thanks for listening.